All right, it's Tom and Jen reporting in from the apocalypse and progress.
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday sitting around watching YouTube. What you been doing? You been working on stuff?
Yeah, I put up the Witching Hour show earlier today, which has some two stories about stolen bodies or out-of-body experiences, I guess. One of them was H.G. Wells.
Okay.
And then I've just been working on a game that I'm trying to get finished and listening to Mr. Nightmare.
Yeah.
listening to creepy stories.
I've been studying what's been going on in the entertainment industry for, I guess, many months now. And it's now been announced that AMC Theater ain't coming back. And there's a couple of other ones. They're not coming back. The theaters, if you ask me, are going to go the way of drive-ins. There might be a couple of them, but they'll just be novelties. Maybe something in downtown New York. Maybe in other countries like China where people don't have badass fucking smart TVs and surround sound and streaming, you know. But AMC was $5 billion in debt. It had been going on for a long time, and Corona pushed it over the edge. It's just, you know, there's some people holding out thinking, oh, no, maybe somebody will buy it, another company will buy it, it'll be all right. You're fucking tripping. No. The theater game, I was looking at the numbers. The theater game is a losing man's game. Whoever buys that will just lose their money. It'd be like reinvesting in fucking drive-ins. It's just an obsolete format. It's I think a lot of people have nostalgia for it, you know, the cinema and the theater. But you got to go back in history to see why they existed in the first place. They existed because there were no TVs. When TV came about, it actually kind of put a little bit of hurt on the movie industry. Back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, you know, during the silver screen age, everybody went. There were lots of theaters, and people went many times a week to see because there's no TVs. TV happened, and then video rental happened, and now streaming has happened with it on an HD TV that looks just as good as Dolby Theater. It looks just as good as, you know. It's going to be even better. Eventually, you won't even need that damn TV set. It'll just be a pair of VR goggles that you put on and headphones. And you'll be in the best movie of your fucking life, looking around in every direction. Then you'll be playing your video games in that same format. Eventually, it'll go that way. But if I was a betting man, I'd say movie theaters are gone.
Well, I feel like it might go the way that a lot of other things have gone, where there might be some open, but they'll be very niche. I think it'll be kind of like, I mean, I don't think the multiplex can survive, because those, the profit margin on those, much like restaurants, is very, very, very thin.
Yeah.
You know, because they have to pay so much for the movie rights, they have to pay so much for the equipment and, like, the theater, maintaining the theater and stuff, because it's so large.
Let me stop you for a second. Not only is the profit margin thin, it's not existence. They're all running into red.
Well, I'm just saying, even in the best of times, it's not like a high profit business. Yeah.
You'll lose your money right now. AMC, which is like one of the biggest ones. What's the other one? That one's closed too, and probably will not reopen.
I can't remember what the other one is. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ones.
AMC's the biggest one.
I can't remember what the second biggest one is.
AMC's filing for bankruptcy. Some people are hoping, well, maybe Disney will buy it. They won't buy it. They don't have the money. If anybody were to buy it, it would be maybe like Amazon. But why would Amazon flush money down the toilet? That's going. That's not going to last long. Well, if name recognition. No, they don't give a fuck about name recognition. They care about money. And the future is streaming in very high quality, large, smart TVs that you can put an Xbox on. You can fucking have Netflix. You can. If AMC survives, it will be a fucking app, you know what I mean? It will be a service like Netflix, where you can watch brand new movies for four of them a week for $20 a month, which is the A-list program.
Yeah.
You could do that. And if you got rid of all that brick and mortar shit, it would start making money.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. People say, oh, that's terrible. Rich people have had that for a fucking decade.
Yeah.
I've seen mansions that had AMC theaters in on the grounds of the damn mansions. Maybe it'll seat 50 people. But that was an AMC theater. And it was streaming those movies, whatever the guy wanted. So now it's been democratized. Even poor people can have that.
We don't have a really good setup like that guy had, but...
Well, the thing is, though, is he might have had a 10-foot screen.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's in a pretty room. You know what I mean? But the average person will just have like a 4-foot, 5-foot screen. You know those, the really big, super, big smart TVs, you know, that we have in Sam's? They're nowhere near as expensive as they used to be.
Yeah.
They're like $400, $500.
Well, everything comes down in price. Like I said, I remember when VCRs first came out, they were like $1,000.
Yeah.
Or more.
Well, in a few years, we'll be able to afford a fucking TV the size of our king-size bed. It'll cover up that whole fucking wall, probably about $500, $600.
Yeah.
You know? And then the sound system I have is a good one, but they make even better ones now. Like badass ones with fucking...
And that one wasn't even all that expensive.
It's kind of old. But that sucker will blow you out of the damn room if you turn it up all the way.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it all the way across the house.
Yeah.
Even when it's not that loud.
Yeah. So, it's just changing the format. Now, that's really going to fuck up the studios. Because the studios really... A lot of those studios didn't have arrangements with Netflix and streaming services. They had their arrangements with these brick and mortar theaters. All that shit's got to change. All the era of $150 million advertising campaigns for movies, all that shit's gone. That industry, what they're doing right now, I guarantee you, the studios and the theaters, they're trying to downsize and rehash and fucking rebuild those businesses that are going to be streaming.
Well, it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, Netflix, for example, a service that started as, you know, movies through the mail, like DVDs through the mail, like back in the fucking 90s or early 2000s, whenever it started, that is now like the thing that everybody watches. And not only that, but they make enough money to fund shit tons of their own content.
Yeah.
That they're putting in there.
When Netflix first appeared, it was just some kind of wacky fucking service, you know what I mean, where you could...
Well, it's just funny that people thought it would never work.
It was like a joke, you know what I mean? If you had told me at that time, this will get rid of Blockbuster Video, I'd have been, man, you're fucking tripping. Because I grew up with Blockbuster and all these video rental stores.
Well, yeah, you thought it was going to be...
I thought that would last forever.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you thought that, like, the formats would get better because they
do. Right, yeah, deep Blu-ray. I would just rent a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the idea of streaming it directly to your house, you know what I mean? I started to become dimly aware... Maybe that's possible. You know what I mean? Because you'd see porn or bits of movies, you know what I mean, from the clips of it on the internet going back into the 90s.
Yeah.
You could kind of imagine that maybe you'd be able to watch a movie over it. And what was it? Blockbuster tried to do that back in the
90s. They
did. They lost their ass, though.
Well, it's once they saw that Netflix model of like shit through the mail, because I think they were one of the companies that were like, yeah, that shit's not going to work. But then when they saw that it was working, then they were like, well, shit, now we have to do that too. But by the time they started it, Netflix had already taken up so much of the market and had so much name recognition that they couldn't really compete with it.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's no one's fault really, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, you can't really... No one can predict exactly what's going to happen. Like I said, you know, when Netflix first started, everyone thought it was a dumb idea because they said, holy shit, you're sending people DVDs through the mail. They're never going to send that shit back. They're just going to keep it. They're going to do this and that.
So we thought a DVD was worth $100.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's just funny that like that didn't happen.
No.
You know what I mean? Because they had like a really easy setup. It's like if you didn't send the movie back, you didn't get your next one.
Right.
You know, they would just charge it to your fucking... account, and then like they would just cancel your account because you didn't send the movie back.
Lately, you know, this all explains the movie studios, the theaters, they all knew this was coming before we did. They've probably known for months, all right? Because these problems weren't caused by the fucking pandemic. It was already going bad. The pandemic just pushed it over the edge. This kind of explains why you have all these celebrities fucking going crazy online and singing songs. Their shit's on the line. They got to pay these damn mortgages on all these fucking mansions. And once this industry downsizes, they're not going to be able to afford all that shit. the era of big movie stars, huge budget movies where they're just fucking doling out cash. You know, here, I'll pay $150 million to promote my movie. A lot of that had to do with money laundering and fucking crooked shit, too. All that shit's gone. The industry just can't support that anymore. This whole concept, like right now, you could see Bloodshot over my Xbox, but they want $20 for that. And I think it's, you have they make you buy it for $20.
Yeah.
But it's my understanding, based on what other people are saying, nobody's really watching it. It's not making much money because everybody's just going to wait a couple
until
weeks.
Until you can rent it.
So you can rent it for fucking $5.
For $5, yeah.
So these industries.
Because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? So these this industry
I don't need to see it that bad.
Is going to have to pull itself out of its own asshole. You know what I mean? It's all up inside of itself. Their movies aren't worth that much to the average person. They need to directly put them up for rent as soon as they're fucking ready. That's the only way something like AMC would ever survive. But I don't. I think that technology is so easy to do. Why would AMC even bother with that?
Yeah.
Why would people would just go, ah, fuck AMC. I'll just wait the extra couple weeks and rent it. So.
Well, I think people were doing that anyway.
They were doing that anyway. So this whole high roller mentality of the people in the media, they're just going to have to adapt to a new reality. They're not worth what they thought they were worth. That's all it is.
Well, they can, you know, I don't know how much, like, some of the streaming services and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure, like, Disney has, like, shit tons of money to produce original content and shit like that. But, so we might be seeing an era of, like, smaller budgeted movies.
That's what's going to happen.
That's good, which is fine with me. I mean,
a lot of times they're better.
Yeah, not always, but, you know, sometimes they suck even worse, but... Honestly, you don't need a lot of money if you you don't have like a good fucking idea or a good script or good actors or whatever, then all the money in the world isn't gonna make that a good movie.
The movies of the future are gonna be niche marketed movies for certain audiences, and they're gonna be low budget and well done. Those are the ones that are gonna make a lot of money.
And like I said, there might still be movie theaters in the sense of like I said, here in Orlando we have the Enzian Theater, which they just show like one like indie movie, yeah, or like a documentary or something like that. And they have like a full little restaurant, like a little cafe in there. You can eat.
Things
you,
like that. Will
you
survive.
Can drink beer and wine, yeah, and stuff like that while you're watching the movie. Yeah. And it's really cool. And like
it's
I said,
more like an event.
Yeah. Like when I was still lived in Daytona, like this is going back like 10 or 15 years ago. There used to be like this little bitty like movie theater. Once a week they would show, it was either an indie movie, a documentary, or like a foreign movie that had kind of got a lot of buzz or whatever. And it was just like this tiny little room. It's just like they had all these little chairs and stuff. They had like a tiny little cafe in the front where they had like coffee and cookies and shit like that. And you just went in, it was like $5 or something, and you just went in there and watched the movie. And I used to go down there like all the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was shit. But I mean, it was like the middle of the day. So it's, yeah, like I worked at night so I could go like during
the
day.
I think only two ends of the spectrum will now survive. You'll have these a high-end theater that's expensive and it has like artsy fartsy shit going on in it, or and it's somewhere in New York and it's like big openings and it costs a lot of money to go see it. It'll be that, or it'll be the other end of the spectrum. It'll be these theaters some poor area in China where people don't have fucking smart TVs.
Yeah, where
them
they
going,
kind
where
of
they
go
watch
see a movie. Yeah,
and when if you look at what they're charging them in China, they're not charging them very much, a couple dollars to see a movie.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get out of the house anyway. They live in these little bitty apartments, no air conditioning. So, you know, it makes sense in a market like that. But in the United States, it no longer makes any sense when everybody has smart TVs and everybody has internet connection.
Yeah, I mean, most people do. And it really does seem like, I mean, like I was saying before when we were talking about this, it does suck because I actually did like, you know, going out of the house
kind of
and
an
going
event,
to see,
yeah,
a movie. You know what I mean? Just so I didn't have to like sit in the
sitting
fucking house all the,
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
But which we kind of have to do now.
Everything is coming to the house. Uber Eats. Everything is coming to the house now. That's the fucking
future
technologies.
That's what I mean. It's like, honestly, you never have to leave the house. Like, depending on what your job is. I know some,
yeah,
people do. But it's like, I mean, even before the pandemic started,
we
it's like sometimes we would go like a couple, yeah, of weeks without really leaving the house.
Didn't really have to.
Other than, you know, we went up to like the grocery store or the liquor store, but we didn't really go,
yeah,
anywhere
so
else.
Some people are freaking out and we're like, well, it's about the same. For us, it's about the same.
Not, yeah, it's like not really. It's like it sucks that, you know, we can't go out dancing. Obviously, yeah, we can't we can't go out to like the Indian restaurant. We can't. Yeah. They might be doing delivery. I'm not really sure, but you can't go eat in there.
That kind of stuff will come back though.
Yeah. So but other than that, like I've been working at home, like I said, since 2016. So it hasn't really made that much difference.
Yeah. And a lot of people who are working from home now for the pandemic will always be working from home. Those companies will go, you know what, why are we renting this office space? Why don't we just close all this shit down?
They could downsize the office and only keep people that absolutely had to be on site and let the rest of the people.
And everybody else, they work from home and they already have a working relationship with them and they can just replace them one by one as they time out, you know, as they fire and replace. So it's not a traumatic shift for a lot of those companies. And you'll have a whole segment of the workforce. And it'll be white collar jobs. They'll be working from home.
Yeah. Because, you know? I mean, honestly, a lot of the jobs that I had, I didn't understand. Like, you know, I
didn't know why you were there.
Well, yeah, I didn't understand. It's like, why the fuck do I have to be here? I'm a graphic designer. It's like, you know, send me, just like I do now, like with freelance, send me what you want, like through the fucking email, and I'll do it and send it back to you. Yep. It's like, why do I have to, like, physically be.
That came from a 1950s, 1930s mentality where you had to fucking slave drive people. You needed a supervisor to make sure everyone was doing their work.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of... If they're not doing their work, fucking fire them. You don't need a supervisor.
Well, and honestly, I really
think... Go see Office Spaces. It talks about that.
Everybody's seen Office Space. But, yeah, that's a cult classic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was going to say that it's like... Honestly, I think people are more productive... when you kind of put them in charge of their own time or their own scheduling. Most people are. You know, I know that there's some people that might need more structure and stuff.
Yeah, and if they're but like if you, that, you don't hire them.
Well, if you give people time to, like, fuck around, you know what I mean? And just like, hey, I'm going to take, like, a 10-minute break and, like, you know, read something on the internet and have a cup of coffee or something like that. And you can do that whenever you want to. I think people... You know, I think they work a lot better than if you be like, you know, hovering over people and it's, you have to do this right now and you have to do this right now. It's like, I never really did very well in those types of situations where I always had somebody watching me or somebody telling me.
That was that was an 1800 sweatshop model.
Yeah. And it's weird because like I worked a few jobs that were like that, that like I said, that were, it wasn't like a factory or anything like that. It was like, you know. It was printing or publishing or something like that. That's what I've been working in since the '90s.
Walking around, looking at everybody. You working?
What I mean. And the guy that was doing that, he didn't know how to do any of the shit that we were doing. So it's like, why don't you just let us handle that? Okay. Yeah. It's like, you know, we don't really need you like babysitting or like hovering around. But, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you just like? Just quit breathing on me.
You know. My buddy who's in the damn toy manufacturing business, you know, over in Japan, you know, making all these little Japanese things. It's the same with his industry. All the little middlemen, scammers, and all the comic book shops and all the toy shops and shit, who are all adding money onto top of that product, all gone. You don't need that method of distribution anymore. They sell that shit right over eBay.
Well, like,
from a factory.
And I really liked, you know, and we probably talked about this before, but I really liked when the whole, like, you know, self-publishing thing kind of came into, like, a more feasible type of thing. And there's, like, infrastructure now to do that. Because now it's, like, I don't have to go through, like, all of these, you know, jump through all these hoops. I can, like, write a book, design the book. I can upload it. And people can read it if they want to read it or listen to it if it's audiobook or whatever. So I can just do everything myself and, like, just get everything to people that might want it, like, directly without having to worry about going through all kind of different, like, steps in between.
Yeah, and then people worry, you know, well, what happens to all the workers? Well, a lot of shit went to China. When that stuff comes back, manufacturing might increase. So a lot of people who... have to physically work for a living. We'll just leave AMC Theater and go work somewhere else, maybe making inner tubes or some stupid shit like that. There's always a way. Society will adapt. It might take some time. But, or that person now is somebody who works online. Something like that. Yeah, there's always going to be weird imbalances. There's always going to be unemployment. But there are also going to be unemployment checks and shit. If you kind of look at what's been going on in society, it's obvious that once they kind of sent everything over to China, the priority became to reduce the United States population. The rich people created you to be one of their farm workers or one of their factory workers, and when they gave that to China, fucking, they decided to get rid of you or to put you on welfare to buy a cheap Chinese item that they had their companies over there made. You know, it's all a scam. It's all a scam. They'll figure it out. They'll figure out how to scam you again. Actually,
don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll fucking scam you again.
Just stay bent over.
Actually, if you look at who's struggling and who's fucking getting wiped out right now, the weakest and the biggest of the scams are going down. And entertainment was one of them. It's kind of a fucking scam. I mean, in a way. It depends on... Everything is kind of a scam. All businesses kind of are. The problem is all these little businesses, these little mom-pa businesses, nail salons, hair salons, and shit like that, they're not getting any money right now.
Well, yeah, and there's, you know, what are they going to do?
The difference is that a small one-man, two-man, three-man operations can make big comebacks quickly. But those huge empires like AMC, they're fucking toast. Because the amount of money that you need, the amount of organizations that you need
to
resuscitate that shit is in the fucking tens of billions of dollars. That money isn't there. But, you know, you got a guy who loses his shop and really all he needs is $5,000 to start back up. Yeah, that's doable. Especially if you have a landlord who's hurting for money and he says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you, you know, 2 free months. Just start your business back up.
Yeah, because I have heard that a lot of that kind of shit is going, well, shit, even my, like, our banks and credit cards and stuff like that have all said, hey, click here if you need a deferment, because we know everybody's, like, you know, doesn't have, you got to pay it later, obviously, but they're letting people, like,
so
they're letting people skate.
In my superior Thomas mind,
superior Thomas.
It's fucking superior. My fucking mind. My fucking mind is like a vast, a vast fucking supercomputer. Okay, it is, man. I could see how this shit's going. It's like in my imagination. Okay, it's a quantum supercomputation going on. Okay, I'm telling you, if you're a small business owner, you're fucked right now. But it'll start back up. You'll make a quick comeback, and you might have an advantage because the big guys won't be there. They won't be able
That's true. It might open up some new niches in the market that weren't there before.
Same thing the fucking Black Death did to the Middle Ages. Once it killed off so much shit, they had to free the serfs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know,
that was really weird. It's like
serfs' labor was now worth something.
You don't really think,
fuck you got to pay me.
We're not saying it was a good thing that happened. It's like horrifying, but it's like at least afterward there was like a silver lining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is going to open up new frontiers for everybody. This is shaking it up.
Shaking it up.
It's shaking it up.
For some reason, when you said that, I thought of like playing Yahtzee and like shaking the dice.
I was thinking of the Cars. Shake it up.
That was another song that I used to fucking... Who was I talking to the other day about all the songs we used to like roller skate to? I don't remember who I was talking to. It must have been a while back.
Still Rock and Roll.
Yeah. The one I remember the most is fucking Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band.
All those fucking cheesy ass.
Yeah. And Jack and Diane. I remember like roller skating to that.
That shit was sexual. Super freak. Yeah.
That was a little past my time. Well, no, I guess it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was like, when I was roller skating when I was about 9 or 10 years old.
Rick James.
Yeah. But yeah. So, that all we have to say for the Thursday show today?
Yeah. Just, Don't listen to all this fucking bullshit that's out there and all this, you know, positivity. No, they're fucked.
Well, I mean, you gotta stay positive just in your own thing.
If in your own shit, but yeah.
So you don't go fucking mental, but it's like...
But I'm talking about Hollywood, fucking movie theaters, studios, they're fucked. Even fucking Disney's fucked. That Disney streaming thing isn't doing well.
I heard they had to like close all the theme parks too.
Yeah.
So that's probably
And Disney actually was in
a bit of money.
Disney was not that healthy.
Although they own everything.
It was sliding. Yeah. Disney was sliding. Their stock was sliding and you know, they fucked up Star Wars and their franchises aren't worth what they used to be and the streaming thing isn't working out. Same thing with CBS and the Star Trek franchise. There's a lot of stuff that's fucking It's time for a renewal. We have to rise from the ashes like a phoenix and make new shit.
It's renewal like Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Hopefully make we don't all shit. Just get blown up at the end.
And got to get rid of all these old fuckers who are scamming people. These old fucking scams. The old way of doing things fucking gone. It's going back to the little guy. Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, kinda. I kind of hope it does go that way. Yeah, because me being a little guy.
Because we're the little guys, yeah.
You know.
Well, wait, when I see big fucking movie stars and people like fucking talk show hosts trying to be YouTubers, I feel good. I'm like, motherfucker, trying to be a YouTuber. That's a bad sign for them. That's a bad sign. Well, they know like where I the said, future is, though.
Yeah, what the fuck else are you going
to
do?
We replaced TV and the movies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I still watch movies and stuff, but yeah, I do watch a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of if you looked at hours of consumption, YouTube kicks ass over all that shit.
I mean, I have like a lot of shows that I really like on there. A lot of the true crime ones.
YouTube and Netflix kicking ass.
Yeah. Yeah, Netflix is probably like...
Yeah. And Shudder.
Yay, everybody has to stay at home.
And we love Shudder, too.
Yeah, we do love Shudder.
And I think there's just going to be more stuff like that now. AMC, if it exists, it will be something like Shudder.
Yeah, it might just become a specialty, yeah, because it does really seem like everything is kind of going that way. Yeah. Like a little specialty kind of.
But I think what will end up happening is this whole idea of the differentiating between a new movie and a fucking used movie will vanish. I think that's what will happen. The prices will all be the same. It's just... You know, maybe you don't have
A movie's a movie.
A movie's a fucking movie. If it's a new movie, then everybody's getting it. It should be the same price as the fucking movie from this 4 weeks old. There's no fucking difference. They're just trying to scam. And you don't have to support these big brick and mortar theaters anymore. It's just an electronic signal they're fucking sending you. Why is it more? Of course, you know why. Yeah. Greed.
Yeah, they're just trying to.
But they're just fucking themselves because, like I said, Bloodshot sitting right there for $19.99 and nobody's fucking buying it. You'd be an idiot.
Well, because like I said, when we went on there, I mean, even stuff that was out as recently, you know, as Birds of Prey or something like that, that's already only like $5 to rent. So most people are saying it's like, well, why don't I just wait. Like 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Right.
And then it'll be like, you know, a quarter of the price. Yeah.
People see that $19.99 and goes, well, that's seeing it early. I'll just wait till it becomes a regular release at $5.99 and then I'll see it.
And then I'll
that's
see
the
it.
Release date.
That's what I mean. No one wants to see it that fucking
Yeah, nobody wants to see it early that bad.
All right, but yeah, so...
Anyway,
everybody hang in there.
I'm done being an asshole.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not done being an asshole. What are you talking about, man? That's going to be one of the main attractions of the fucking sidetrack.
You're done being an asshole on video, on but you're not...
I'm done being an asshole on this particular video.
But like in life in general, you're
I'm
going to
be an asshole over there.
As soon as he leaves off.
That's like the main... That's my fucking superpower. That's the main attraction to a sidetrack. If you ask me, you're giving it. She gives information. She gives it straight. I'm gonna be an asshole about it.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Talking about, it's kind of like Abbott and Costello. It's kind of like salt and pepper.
Oh, I was gonna say if it was Abbott and Costello. I'm like, who's the fat one?
It's kind of like sweet and sour. Okay.
That's good. That's what we should call the show now: sweet and sour pork.
It's pork, all right. I gotta fucking lose like another fucking 10, 15 pounds.
We're doing good, though. We're doing good.
I did all kinds of sit-ups and shit.
Well, and yesterday...
Cut my fucking caloric intake.
Yesterday, we were very good. We only had... Yeah. We had some vegetables with just salt and pepper on them.
Yeah.
And cutting then the steamed down. Vegetables, and then we just had...
Eating healthy.
What else do we have? Hardly anything.
Ate a damn protein bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, we just had a pork chop and a little bit of Spanish rice.
Yeah.
That's all we've had.
Yeah.
And that's probably all I will eat.
Yeah.
I might have a protein bar later, but that's about it.
Okay, All right. I'm done entertaining.
You done entertaining?
Yeah.
You gonna go back to sleep or whatever?
No, I'm gonna watch YouTube. I'm gonna do what they're doing.
So go and play with Pookie, see what she's doing.
Yeah, Pookie's fucking sleeping.
Yeah, because she was up all night.
She sleeps like a person. She stretches out like a person laying in bed.
Yeah,
when she gets lays in bed, on the she stretches out. Because she sees us do it, so she doesn't curl up in a ball like a cat. She stretches out like a person.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
She's the funniest.
Tries to put her head on a pillow.
She got mad because she was like short on treats. You know what I mean?
She
in the middle of the night, and it was like four or five in the morning. She goes, she jumps up on the window, like
bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, like on the shades. She hits the shades against the window to wake him up because it's like the window's like right next
and
to where
as soon as I move, she goes, she runs. She knows I'm fucking mad. I get up, yeah, well, fuck you doing? You doing?
Pokemon, damn it.
And I look at the fucking, I look at her fucking feed dish. I got a little dish next to the bed. It's empty.
Yeah. Give her so little, she was like, wake up, motherfucker.
Little Temptations cat treats, a fucking kitty crack. I fucking give her some kitty crack. She's thank you. Then I'll hear from her the rest of the day.
She's just mad because you didn't give her enough, like, well, to go through kitty the crack. Whole night. Yeah. So she just had to, like, bang. Because she knows that's really loud. And
they
like,
say cats can't plan ahead. It's bullshit. Because if I go to sleep, she'll fucking yell at me, make a noise, and point at that damn dish if it's empty.
Yeah.
Give me some food. What's and she- I'll pour it. And she won't eat any. She'll save it for later.
Yeah, she's like, I just wanted there to be some, asleep. Like, in case you were still going to sleep for several more hours. Yeah. When we used to have the when we used to have the shelves of, like, all the DVDs and Blu-rays in the bedroom, now it's, like, back in the walk-in closet. Because what she would do is she would jump up on the shelf, and she pulled them out with her hand. She uses her little paw like a hand.
Yeah, she would fucking grab them from the top.
And she flings it. And she'd throw them at the plate. You know
like
what
a
I mean?
Monkey, man. I swear to God.
She's like a tiny little monkey.
I've never seen a cat do that.
She picks up shit in one hand and would throw it at the plate.
Yeah.
She's flinging it across the room.
She has this little mint thing. It's a toy that smells like mint, and she picks it up with one hand somehow. I don't know how. There's any fingers. I guess it's claws. She'll pick it up one hand and rub it on her face.
Like it's a washcloth. Like even on her neck and stuff. Yeah. She's like...
I got to get a freaking recording of that. But that's the
I got a little bit of her doing that.
I've never seen a cat act like that.
She's super weird, but adorable.
She thinks she's got hands and shit. She thinks she's a person.
Well, yeah, because she eats like that, too. Yeah, like she
pick
she
up
scoops,
something with her spoon and eat it.
She scoops her food out off the plate and eats it like that.
Not
like,
not full time, not all the time. It's just when she starts, a lot of times she'll...
Yeah, she's like... It's very dainty.
And then she'll knock it off, and then she'll pick it up and knock it off, and then she goes, ah, fuck it, and then puts her head in it.
And then puts her head in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, go see what Pookie's up
weird
to. She's
shit.
Probably sleeping, yeah. So everybody be safe and healthy out there, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.